Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm getting married to Burke.
Ouch.
I went to the board this morning and told him I was retiring.
One of us could be chief.
We were here long before you and George started fooling around.
He is my husband.
Stop saying that like it means something.
Jane Doe, about 6 months pregnant, found under a pile of rubble.
She can't remember anything from before the accident. Go 60 days with no sex, no other women.
My mother's dead, isn't she?
Yes.
Why didn't you stay and fight for us?
I tried.
Alex, I'm sorry, I can't.
People have scars in all sorts of unexpected places, like secret roadmaps of their personal histories, diagrams of all their old wounds.
Alex!
Yeah. I've seen it all before.
What the hell are you doing here?
Moving in.
What?
Most of our old wounds heal, leaving nothing behind but a scar. But some of them don't.
Alex is moving in to this house?
Taking George's room.
Why?
I was asleep just a minute ago.
Yeah, and I was naked in the bathroom when Alex walked in. I'm lucky I didn't come out of the shower to find him peeing all over the seat.
Nora!
What's wrong with where he was living before?
I don't know where he was living before.
Probably a whorehouse. I can't have him living in the room right next door. It's weird.
People are what matters. Alex is one of our people. We can't leave him out in the cold.
People are what matters. You don't like people. Is this about your mother?
No. I had a near-death whatever, and I was dead. No, I'm not, so I'd like to use this chance I've been given to be more positive. People are what matters. Paint with all the colors of the wind.
Oh. Okay. You're crazy now.
I'm alive.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm not done in there yet.
Oh, don't worry. Not looking, not interested.
Some wounds we carry with us everywhere. And though the cut's long gone...
No, she's selfish. It's Izzy's problem.
The pain... still lingers.
She's not selfish. She's generous. But she's self-absorbed. I mean, her problem is that she doesn't see other people's perspectives.
Hey, give me a bite.
You know, it's weird because she's so ridiculously compassionate with her patients. You'd think she'd roll some of that out for her friends, but
how about we don't talk about her anymore?
That's a fine idea.
He's in George's room, and when George's stupid marriage crashes and burns, he's going to want to move back in, and he won't be able to. His life will be in a shambles. He'll finally notice that his dad is dead, and he made a fool out of himself by marrying someone he doesn't really love, and he'll have no place to go. Is that what you want?
That's exactly what I want.
Look, we found some clothes.
Shut it.
How you doing?
Okay, everybody, let's do this once. I'm fine. She's cremated. I picked out a beautiful urn, and she's hanging out in the back of my closet. Any more questions about my dead mother, or can we get back to work?
Does anyone know who the new chief candidate is?
She's bringing in a ringer in case she doesn't want to give the job to either of her boyfriends.
O'Malley, Yuba Shepherd today. Yang, Dr. Montgomery, Stevens to the clinic, Karev, Jane Doe, Gray, Scott.
Once again, I am fine.
You can tell everybody you're fine till you blew in your face. Your mom died, and you almost joined her. You're taking it easy.
Anybody come looking for me yet?
No match on your prints, no. No hits for missing persons, plus...
My face is hard to identify.
The second they find something out about your identity, I'm gonna come tell you.
Dr. Sloan says I need surgery on my eye.
He just wants to make sure you don't lose vision there completely.
But Dr. Montgomery says I should wait a day or two because of the baby.
Surgery can be hard on a baby, but you're going to be on a fetal monitor the whole time, so if anything goes wrong, we'll catch it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to... And you're all I've got in this place.
Does that hurt?
Of course it hurts. Don't poke it like that.
Has the lump been there a long time?
I got shot 50 years ago. It's been there a long time.
But it hasn't bothered you until recently?
It bothers me. There's a bullet in there. It'd bother you, too, but it didn't start hurting till a couple of months ago.
You think it's a bullet?
I don't think, lady. I know. I wanted it out. But the army doctors didn't want to go get it. So they let me keep it in for half a lifetime.
Well, let's get some pictures, see if you're right.
I know I'm right. Save your film. Just give me something for the pain.
Mr. Schofield, I'm sure you are right, but we're still going to do this my way.
Derek.
There she is. How was your flight?
They didn't feed me, which I don't understand.
Dr. Malley, Dr. Crawford. She's a big pain in the ass.
He says that because we worked together in New York, and I was the only one who never had a crush on him.
No, I don't buy that. What do we know, O'Malley?
Dr. Crawford has a paraphalsine meningioma along the superior sagittal sinus. You've operated 3 times. Keeps on coming back.
Yeah, it's in dangerous territory, so we leave a little bit of the tumor behind each time, and we go back every couple of years and tune it up.
But this is the last time.
Sorry?
This is it, Derek. I'm done after this.
Helen.
The recovery takes forever, and it's not like when Jake was around. I go through this by myself now.
Don't throw in the towel.
I'm looking at the situation as it is. I am going to do this now. Then I am going to spend the next 2 years of my life lying on a beach, enjoying the sun.
Helen.
Stop looking at me like I killed your cat. The decision is made.
You guys seen Bailey? What are we doing?
Checking out the new chief candidate.
Chief's in with the ringer. We're lurking. In a way that was subtle when it was 2 of us, but isn't now that it's 12.
I heard it was someone from Stanford.
All the professors there love me.
They loved you?
I was a great student.
How are you doing, Greg?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
She doesn't like it when people ask.
The ringer's in there with the chief.
Yeah, and whoever it is loves Christina because everyone at Stanford just loves Christina.
Shut up.
She's a motivated student. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you.
A bit of a kiss ass, but that's out of control.
Oh, they're coming out. Look away.
That's Colin Marlowe.
Like the Marlowe transplant?
Like the brightest thing in cardiothoracic surgery in a generation. Dr. Marlowe, I am, I'm Preston Burke. I'm a great admirer of your work, sir. Particularly that.
Yes, thank you. Excuse me for just a second.
Well, you gonna give me a hug or what?
So what was that exactly?
He was my professor. We were close.
Well, close appears to be something of an understatement.
It was a long time ago.
I talk about him all the time. You never thought to mention it?
Well, I didn't think he wanted to hear about every guy I ever slept with. I have a hysterectomy problem. Are we done with the curiosity? Right. What are you doing tonight? Because I don't want to go home and find out it's just the two of us. You know, it's weird and awkward and... He doesn't know whether he should talk to me or not talk to me. This is such an awkward situation. I'd rather it be group awkwardness, you know? I don't want to just be standing there staring at him. Meredith?
Hey, have you seen Montgomery?
No. Hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to come over? You and I never really got a chance to hang out. It might be kind of fun. Alex just moved in, which was Meredith's brilliant idea, and he still has a thing for me, so it's... What the hell?
This is my hiding spot. My father's out there.
Go somewhere else.
I need this closet, Meredith. Colin Marlowe.
Yes, he was my professor. We were close.
He had his hand on your ass. I sure hope you were close. Did you see somebody go in there?
I did. Someone's hiding from me.
Yes, I think someone's hiding from me, too. You were that girl, huh? The girl who slept with the professor. We had one in my class. She only got to the radiologist, though. No one got near the cardio god.
Yeah. I scored big. You know, hide in the bathroom.
My awkwardness with my father is well established. You and the cardio god, on the other hand, have loads to catch up on.
I don't want to talk to the cardio god.
You know we can hear you in there, right? Loud and clear.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
May I?
Oh, I was just leaving, actually.
We heard about your mother. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
There wasn't a funeral or anything?
Oh, she didn't want that. I hope everything's okay with the baby.
Oh, we're not here with the baby. We're here because we wanted to make sure that you were all right.
Oh, well, that's sweet, but we don't have to do this. I'm not in shock. I'm not racked with grief. I'm just moving on.
Was you hiding in a broom closet?
Well, if you could just move my father.
I sent him to go get some coffee, but we'd really like to make dinner or something for you. He's been really worried about you.
And he's the family you have left, Meredith.
I don't see it that way.
Oh, when is this going to stop? Yes, he made some mistakes, but he's not a monster. He's just an inarticulate person who spills food on his shirt a lot. Have dinner with us. Tonight, I'll make some chili. The whole thing will be over in an hour. You think you can do that?
I can't believe you hid in the closet when you saw me coming. If it wasn't just tragic, it might be the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
You could have warned me.
I thought Christina Yang wouldn't hide in the closet because she doesn't want to talk to me, which clearly she doesn't because she fled like a roach in sunlight when she saw me coming.
You know, I did not flee. I have work to do. I'm not a professional note taker anymore.
Grew your hair. It's lovely.
Don't flirt with me. I have a person.
Really? Who?
Preston Burke.
You never change. Must be adorable.
Oh, shut up. It is a real relationship.
I bet it is.
I'm marrying him.
Good. Congratulations. Look, I'm being genuine. It's wonderful. Can I give you a congratulatory hug?
Don't touch my ass.
My stomach is growling.
Sorry, we can't let you eat before the surgery.
That's okay. I stayed at the Arsfield last night. I had them make me breakfast at midnight.
You should try the French toast. It'll blow your mind.
Breakfast at the Arsfield on an intern salary?
Yeah, I kind of live there at the moment. My wife gets a deal there.
That's one hell of a deal.
So, our room service bill at the Arsfield, is that part of the deal?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, breakfast alone is, what, probably $50 a day? And they still only charge us $400 a week?
Sometimes I pay them more for room service.
Okay, well then just tell me how much it is, and we'll split it like we do the rest.
Don't worry about it, George.
No, come on, I'm not going to have you pay for all the food. Just tell me how much the room service bill is.
We pay about, $800 a week.
Dollars?
I told you not to worry about it.
You can't afford that.
Yes, I can.
How? I'm your husband now. You're supposed to tell me this stuff.
Okay, just come here. My parents have a lot of money, and what? So I have more money than I'm making. And we don't have a special deal with your family and friends at the Arsfield. I just...
How much?
$2,500 a week.
You're an heiress.
Okay, I don't tell people...
You're an heirs.
No, stop talking.
You're an heiress?
Okay, stop talking. Stop talking. I mean, I didn't tell you because my parents' money has affected every single relationship in my life, and so I've stopped talking about it and living it.
No, wait. So I've been paying you $200 a week for what, fun?
No, I use it to tip housekeeping.
Great! I'm glad I could pitch in. You know, is there anything else that I should know about that I don't know? Huge like this?
I used to have a pet ferret for 9 years. George.
Now stop distracting the staff.
You're pushy. Anybody ever tell you that?
So what do you think of a sagittal sinus bypass?
Have you ever scrubbed in on a sagittal sinus bypass, Dr. O'Malley?
No.
It is what they call big ball surgery. Apparently I have a certain...
It's been very successful.
When the patient doesn't stroke out.
If it works, the tumor's all gone. We never have to go back in there again.
If it doesn't work, I'm dead.
If you refuse to come back in 2 years, you're dead anyway.
That's a decision I can live with.
That isn't a decision I can live with. O'Malley, go find your labs. So what do you think, huh? 2 years in a beach, and then what? After you piss away your savings, your memory goes, motor skills deteriorate, and you're dying a very slow, miserable, painful death. You're going to call me up and you're going to ask me why we didn't do something when we had the chance. Now that is not something I can live with. Not when we can do something right now to prevent it.
Well, it looks like the bullet has damaged your scapula.
No wonder it hurts.
How did you get shot, sir?
Korea, garden spot. Makes a nice vacation. Can I get a damn painkiller?
I think we'll do you one better. We're going to check it out.
My bullet?
There was no reason to remove it when you first got hit. But now it's infected, it's working its way into your scapula, and we can't have that.
I need to see that bullet.
Are you going to frame it?
No, smarty pants. I was fragged a couple of weeks before it all ended.
Fragged?
Shot by one of his own men.
I made a decision, and they didn't like it. And then what do you know? We're facing enemy fire, and I take a hit from the wrong side of the line. could never prove it. But we can prove it now. When you pull a damn thing out of me, get me my bullet.
Just calm down, Mr. Schofield.
You know what it's like when your own men turn on you?
That's not a good feeling.
I just agreed to have dinner at my father's house tonight. Good. And Christina slept with Colin Marlowe.
Marlowe transplant? Marlowe?
They had a thing when she was a student. How can I have a meal at my father's house?
Slept with Christina?
Dirk.
Oh, right, sorry. Okay. Have dinner at your house. It's your place. I'll come. I'll be your wingman. It'll be fun. Okay, it won't be fun, but it'll be fine. They're your family.
Why does everyone assume that?
You deserve to have a family, whether you like them or not.
Thought we had a deal.
You agreed I wouldn't sleep with anybody for 2 months. We never said I wouldn't look. You didn't think I'd hold out.
No, I didn't.
You're worth it.
You bet your ass I am.
She's rich. Totally rich. Boatloads of money.
George, that's fantastic.
No, it's not fantastic.
Christina did call in Marlowe.
Kelly's rich.
Don't talk to her about it.
Her? I'm sorry, I don't have a name anymore.
Don't tell anyone. Those are my words.
So she's rich.
Just shut up about it. Do you think that's possible?
If you give me the people is what matters thing again, I will kill you.
Colin Marlowe.
Was it good? Was he good? Did he make you a better lover?
Remember all the other times I've talked to you about my sex life?
No.
Exactly.
Did I miss anything about her doing the old guy?
She's not talking.
No, she'll talk.
So I was supposed to be back in the game today, but instead I'm planning dinner for my father and my dead mother's house. I don't cook. How am I supposed to cook for them?
I will make your stupid dinner.
So were there
any little blue pills involved, or is he untouched by time?
Dude, that's just wrong. Don't answer that.
Because I am your friend, I will show up at your house 45 minutes into the dinner with a fake crisis. So if it's unbearable, you can abort.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Come on, he's not a young man. He wasn't getting a little help. Popping the pill. Dad's best friend. Come on, you're going to give me nothing after everything we've been through. Nothing. It's a miracle drug. And someday, it'll save your life.
That's Marla. Dear Shepherd Neural.
Ah.
I'm doing a sagittal sinus bypass today, if you'd like to observe.
Really? That's quite a procedure.
Oh, it's a good trick, but if you're really interested to see what this hospital can do, I'm performing a arterial switch operation for TGA this afternoon.
You gentlemen are trying to intimidate the competition. It's working.
Good.
I'll see both of you in surgery.
Colin Marlowe.
The one and only.
He...
Yes.
With...
Yes.
Wow.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Suction. No, not like you're driving a tractor. Slowly.
Better.
There's a chance she wakes up and remembers everything.
I wouldn't count on it.
Dr. Sloan, the baby's having D cells.
You sure? Sometimes the monitor's not on right. You get a false read.
She's got vaginal bleeding. The baby's in distress.
Damn it. Page Dr. Montgomery. Now! You're making an honest woman of Christina Yang. That's impressive. I always thought she was collecting us like baseball cards.
Oh, baseball cards?
She likes an authority figure, someone with something to teach her, but I never thought she would actually commit. She used to say to me that she thought that marriage was for the weak and undirected. I made a number of marriage proposals. Seemed the polite thing to do. Such a long time together, but she wouldn't have it.
Well, what time? You were just having a fling with a student.
Fling? Christine and I were together for 3 years.
I slept with my professor, or that I was committed enough to keep at it for 3 years.
No, you told him that you thought marriage was an idiotic institution.
It is.
Then why did you say yes?
Because I want to make you happy.
Happy?
You know, I'll do a lot of things to make you happy. Do I give a crap about a ceremony with a dress and a flautist? No. But I'm happy to do it if it'll make you happy.
Heartwarming. Thanks.
I've waited one day.
She was 40% vision compromised in her right eye. It would have been gone tomorrow.
No, it wouldn't, actually. But there's a snazzy new chief candidate marching around the hall today, and you needed to be a hero. That's what needed to happen
today.
The
patient was fine, Addison. The baby's still in her uterus, and she's not losing an eye. Every surgery is risky. The patient chose this one.
Karev, don't just stand there. The patient's baby was in distress. Go, stay with her.
Something happened with Jane Doe?
Yeah, she can see, and Addison's got a problem with it.
He rushed her into surgery, and she almost lost the baby. I had to sew her cervix shut.
The complications had nothing to do with the surgery.
Why? Why do you think Mark moved so quickly, Derek? Do you think it's because a piece of the orbital bone was floating towards the brain?
Well, I think it's because Mark wants a promotion.
You're not her husband. This isn't your patient. Stay out of it!
What the hell do you people think you're doing? You're supposed to be the leadership of this hospital. Screaming about a patient in the hallway? Are you out of your minds?
It's a procedure. It's a bold choice.
We've been fighting this one for a while. I'm hoping this will be the end of it. What happened?
Entitled CO2 just dropped from 30 to 16. Bagging manual.
Doppler showing error in the left ventricle.
O2 stats down to 89.
Aspirate the central line.
Bradycardic.
Push one of atropine.
There's no air in the central line.
All right, level her out. I'm going to flood the field.
Systole.
Push 1 milligram of epi. Strike impressions. Go. Go. Get in there. Get in there. Do it.
That thing's been in there since the Korean War.
He's lucky it didn't travel down to his aorta. Okay, a little suction there. Almost. Oh, God. Make sure we get that back. The patient wants it.
He's got a warped sense of nostalgia. I get it. If they pulled a bullet out of me, I'd want it cast in gold and mounted on my wall.
Yeah, well, you can afford it.
There's a little more suction. Let's get rid of the claws.
She's not responding. I'm going to open her up.
Open cardiac muscle. You're a neurosurgeon.
You have no privileges in this hospital. Get me glasses.
Should we page Dr. Burke?
No, I got it.
Of course, can.
You don't want air in the cerebral arteries. Yeah, I got it. Give me a 10-blade. 10-blade, quickly, please. Mally, get over here. Just roll it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go. Okay, rib spreader. Take scissors. Massage your heart, O'Malley.
Any air return?
NCC.
Entitled CO2 is going back up.
The heart's starting to be down selling. Pressure's 60 over 40. It's low, but it's there. She's going to make it. Should I start closing her up? Dr. Shepherd. Well, Mallory, I just sliced my friend's chest open. Give me a moment.
It's very well handled, Dr. Shepherd. Very impressive indeed.
That's something I want to do every day, but thank you.
What happened? Dr. Shepherd's patient had a venous air embolism. He had to split her chest open, massage her heart, and manually aspirate right in the middle of his procedure.
Why didn't you call me?
You were operating.
I was next door. You could have pulled me out.
There's no time. I handled it.
You think I crack people's heads open if you're in a building just because I think I can handle a brain bleed?
The patient is fine.
The patient is lucky and you were showboating.
Showboating? What? Are you out of your mind?
Oh, we seem to be going out of our way to impress Dr. Marlowe.
I'll bet we are. Gentlemen.
Good day, doctors.
How you feeling, Mr. Schofield?
Where's my bullet? Is that it? Where's the rest of it?
That was it.
Is that a letter? Can you read that?
I don't think it's much of anything. I think it's just a scratch.
It's so small, it could just be anything.
It's been a long time. They don't hold up that well.
Can you have your lab, you analyze it? Tell me if it's one of ours.
We're not set up for that kind of investigation, Mr. Schofield. You could try to send it to a forensic lab, but I don't know if they'll tell you much either.
I've been stewing for 50 years.
Maybe it's time to move on.
So what? I lost my whole unit over this. I came home,
My wife, she didn't get it. I've been blazing mad my whole life. I got nothing left.
It's not too late to let it go and start over.
You're a sweet kid. But you don't know what it's like to have something change you in your soul.
I do. I wish I didn't, but I do.
Don't let it turn you.
You look like you had a long day.
You know what fragging is? Hmm? We've got an epidemic of it today. My esteemed attendings are going to be the death of me.
Is there a front runner?
I don't know. What I do know is I don't want my attendings tearing each other's throats out because of some internal power struggle. It's too dangerous for the hospital.
Does that mean... is Colin Marlowe going to be the new chief?
Good night, Dr. Bailey.
This is ready. Don't slosh around. It's all about the presentation.
Come in and eat with us.
You need to bond with your people, Meredith. People are what matters.
I hate people.
Yeah, well, do your own talking.
We talked. We talked hospital. We talked his research. We talked dead mother. I'm out.
Ask about the baby. Ask if it poos. People can go on about that for hours.
Oh, chicken looks delicious.
It's from the store.
Well, the green beans look great as well.
I didn't do those either.
It's beautifully presented.
Izzy did that.
Oh.
Alex! Come, sit.
Go ahead.
Eat. We're eating. This is Susan, and this is my father.
Yes. Hi.
Here, you can have this plate.
Cool.
So, how are you? How was your day?
Okay, hungry.
Good. How's the baby?
Great.
She's smiling now, sometimes. Looks exactly like Molly when she smiles. I mean, it's amazing. I've got this old picture of Molly and me when Molly was five, and she's sitting on this red sled in the snow, this great big fir tree.
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but that...
yeah. No, honey, it's a massive Douglas fir. And in the picture, couldn't look more like the baby. I mean, incredible.
That's me. The red sled and the big fir tree in the park at the middle school in the ugly yellow plaid wool coat. That isn't Molly. It's you and me.
Sorry. I'll get it.
No, you know, I can get it. It's...
Oh, laundry room.
I keep forgetting.
What?
It's his house.
I'm going home.
Are you going home?
How did it end?
It ended. School was ending. I was leaving.
You were done.
I came here. I fell in love with you.
A new mentor. With a host of new things to teach.
Well, if you think that I'm in this for the education...
Do you or do you not find my knowledge and my skill compelling?
Oh, but you know what? You are blowing this way out of me.
A man three times your age believed he was having a substantial relationship with you.
Well, yeah, he was.
And one day, you're done, just like that.
Yes!
Now, you don't open yourself up to anyone. Sometimes I think it's charming. I mean, she's different. She's not like other women. The simple fact is you have never let me in. But you think that it's going to make a good marriage? Well, I don't. I don't want you to marry me because you're placating me. That doesn't interest me. Doesn't interest me at all.
You think he's okay?
He'll find it.
Yeah, he probably can't see. There's a flashlight in the closet.
Okay, good. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
It's going fine.
I don't know what to say to him.
Well, it's not easy. Because he's afraid of you.
He shouldn't have bit his head off. I wish I could have just...
Meredith, it's okay to get angry. It's you in the picture.
Izzy Stevens, I share something with you that I clearly feel uncomfortable about, and you tell Izzy Stevens.
No, I didn't tell Izzy. I told Meredith.
Oh, so that's better.
No, it was an accident. It was an accident. I was pissed off. Why can't you give me the benefit of the doubt that maybe sometimes I'm on your side?
Because you choose your friends over me every chance you get.
No, I don't. I married you, and I haven't talked to my best friend in weeks. Meanwhile, you lied to me about where we live and why. You lied to me about your background. You lied to me about your family. And still I'm the dog who gets whacked on the nose with the newspaper all the time. When is this going to stop?
Oh, so this is my problem.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Oh, so the fact that your best friend violently disses our marriage every chance she gets. Publicly. Repeatedly. Why do you think she does that, George? Have you ever thought about that?
She's having a problem with this. I understand that.
She has feelings for you.
What?
She wants you. She wants you. That's what this is about. That's why she hates me. George, do not laugh at me. Do not laugh at me.
No, I'm not. Oh, God. I'm not. It's just, come on. She's Izzy. She's blonde. She's stacked. She's a supermodel. George.
So what does that make me?
No, come on. You are gorgeous. And you're curvy, and I never thought you'd go for me.
Just shut up. This is my hotel room that I pay for with my huge piles of money. Get the hell out of it. Sorry about the lights.
Yeah, whatever. Food's good.
You want some pie?
Nah, I gotta go.
Oh, big plans. Got a hot date.
Oh. Well, good for you. I guess not interested really meant not interested.
Yes. You didn't want me.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean I want you to want anyone else. Am I going to be alone, pining over a dead guy forever?
No, I hope not. It's kind of a waste.
Am I supposed to move on now? People look at me and go, she's got to get over it already. It's ruining her life.
You'll move on when you're ready to.
Why are you sitting in the dark?
Izzy blew a fuse.
Yeah, I'm having a crisis.
Oh, I don't need rescuing. Susan is very nice, and we're getting through it.
Limping through, but we'll make it.
Okay, no, this isn't a fake crisis. This is a real... My ex is about to ruin my impending marriage crisis.
Oh.
Hey, where's Izzy?
Kitchen. Sorry, it's not always like this.
Yeah, it kind of is.
They're in the other room.
I need to get over yourself. I need you to start liking my wife. I need you to like her because sometimes I don't, and I need you to talk me back into it. You say you're my friend, that's the job.
Okay.
I need to vent, and I need it to be okay.
Okay.
And I need to vent with alcohol. I got married, and I'm scared it was a bad idea.
Nobody ever got married and didn't think that at least once.
Did you find the fuse box?
Yeah, I just needed to...
Take a break?
I don't know. How to... What to talk to her about.
Work's a good place to start. Yeah, she's proud of what she does. She's good at it, too. I start with that.
You get each other, that's nice.
Some days it's nice.
Some days I like to come home to someone who doesn't know a thing about it.
Rough day?
I almost lost a friend in my own OR.
Was it your fault?
I don't know. You were both nervous tonight. It'll get easier.
She was nervous?
Yeah. She's tough. She tries to hide it. She's difficult. But if you make an effort, she's worth it.
You okay?
Not entirely. She's worth the effort.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Gotta go back in, huh?
Yeah.
Why is there an 11-inch incision on my chest?
You coded on the table. Air embolus. I had to open you up and aspirate.
See, I'm sure you did a great job. But that's why you're going to have some real trouble convincing me to do it again.
Helen, we got it all. It's a tumor. We never have to go back in there again.
You sure?
I'm sure. You're going to live a long, long life.
Here I thought you were just being an ass.
No, I was an ass. I had no right to push you like that.
No, you did not.
I was going through some stuff and I just died. I was an ass.
Okay, but in this moment, you're the ass who gave me my life back.
I'm so glad we did this.
I am too. Thank you for suggesting it because I...
You never would have been a million years.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
I'm sorry about your mother.
Thank you.
Swing still here?
Yes, it doesn't swing. Nobody uses it.
There. I put this in there. You used to catch your fingers.
Back with your tail between your legs and just apologize.
No!
No, really, look.
Not
I'm
always
sorry,
apologizing.
I'm an ass, blah, blah, blah. And it's over, and then it's all over.
No, really. I can't be wrong all the time. Is that really possible? No,
don't think. Hey, don't be grabby.
I don't have any. Boogie.
Maybe you're wrong all the time. Maybe she's just really insecure. It doesn't matter. You still have to grovel.
She's insecure. That is a fact. She's insecure.
What? What? Just tell me. Mm-mm. Come on. Come on.
No, it's just nothing. It's that she thinks you have feelings for me. That's the problem.
I will bet. That's fabulous.
No, and.
Oh, that is you.
I desperately want you.
I'm crying. Is she crazy?
No, I think she's maybe a little crazy.
Breathe. I can't breathe. Shh, that'd be quiet. Shh. Ow.
The old struggled in vain to solve this riddle with my brain.
Scary day, huh?
Yeah.
Your amniotic sac's intact, but
Placenta's in good position. Dr. Montgomery sewed your cervix up so tight, nothing's coming out of there.
So the baby's gonna be okay?
We're gonna have to see how it goes. I'm sorry. You asked me what I thought, and I told you to go for it. I'm really sorry.
It's not your fault.
No, see, when I pulled you out of the water at the ferry, I talked to you like you were my sister, and I shouldn't have. I'm an intern. You gotta get your medical advice from an attending.
I asked you because I trust you. Why don't you sit and tell me a bedtime story or something?
What's worse? New wounds, which are so horribly painful. Move over, you're in the middle of the bed. Or old wounds that should have healed years ago and never did.
When am I gonna screw up this engagement?
I don't know. Do you want to?
I don't know.
My mom is dead.
Yeah, she is.
Maybe our old wounds teach us something. They remind us where we've been and what we've overcome. They teach us lessons about what to avoid in the future. That's what we like to think. But that's not the way it is it? Some things we just have to learn over and over and over again.